Instead, it's an awareness that you and the Tao are one. Do the Tao now. The next time you think that you're the target of a harmful thought from a stranger, a family member, or a co-worker, make every effort to remember to respond from your inner nature, which is the Tao. Send back a loving, kind response, and then retreat to a silent and peaceful knowing that you've begun the process of immunizing yourself from harm. By practicing with even a seemingly innocuous statement, you'll witness how effective this is. Approach the universe with the Tao in your heart rather than reacting defensively. 61st verse of the Tao Te Ching, quote, "A great country is like the lowland toward which all streams flow. It is the reservoir of all under heaven, the feminine of the world. The female overcomes the male with stillness by lowering herself through her quietness. So if a great country lowers itself before a small one, it wins friendship and trust. And if a small country can lower itself before a great one, it will win over that great country. The one wins by stooping, the other by remaining low." Unquote. Living by remaining low. Most of us have been taught that it's important to tower over lesser folks in virtually all of life's endeavors. We're told to get to the top, stand out in the crowd, be the best, and honor champions who defeat challengers. We're expected to pay homage to those who make the most money, who collect the most material objects, and evoke the most fear and obedience because of their positions of power, and those who deign to live among the commoners are the least deserving of our respect. This passage of the Tao Te Ching invites you to reevaluate these beliefs. Look at the ocean. It's the most powerful force on the planet because it stays lower than the streams which are necessarily and inescapably drawn to it. As the rivers flow downward to become one with it, the sea is able to be the great reservoir of all under heaven. This is what Lao Tzu refers to throughout the Tao Te Ching as the Great Mother, or the feminine of the world. That female energy, or yin, is the true receptor of all. By remaining quiet and still, it ultimately overcomes male, yang, efforts to subjugate and conquer. In the 61st verse of the Tao Te Ching, Lao Tzu speaks of the advantages of leading by remaining low, using entire countries as his examples. He makes the case for nations, both large and small, to be like the great ocean. As he observed warring territories attempting to vanquish each other by exerting their strength, he saw that peace and harmony could only be possible if the territories behaved in accord with the Tao, that is, by subjugating their egos rather than their neighbors. Lao Tzu was addressing countries and their political leaders in this chapter, but countries are made up of individual men and women. We need to become a critical mass of individuals who are willing to model the wisdom that the great Chinese master offers us. We all must learn the value of making a dramatic change in the way we think of ourselves and each other. Yes, it may require a complete about-face on our part, but if we begin to lessen ego-dominated thinking, sooner or later the world will get the message that Lao Tzu proposed in ancient times. Nations all over the globe will find that leaders with feminine yin energy are beneficial. After all, this is the way of nature. It is the Tao at work. You can apply the wisdom of this verse in the business world or with anyone you encounter by updating the notion that towering above others is the yang approach of masculine domination is the way to get ahead. Instead, see the value of living as if you can win trust and friendship through a yin approach of feminine receptivity and stillness. As you try on these new attitudes and behaviors, quietly watch as the energy from the following suggestions begin to influence your reality. Reassess your personal view of what constitutes strength. Can you see power in humility, stillness, and remaining low and out of sight? In martial arts, the strongest conqueror is the one who uses the least force and converts the lunges of his opponent into his own might. Look at the story of violence throughout human history. Those obsessed with positions of power ultimately resort to brutality and then incur the same kinds of violence on themselves. And so it is in your own personal life. By staying calm and under the radar, others will ultimately flow to you, joining with you in creating friendship and trust. As you stay in this yin, feminine, divine mother mode, you will radiate energy and strength and win others over, including those with an aversion to change. Think of yourself as the ocean and stay low enough to allow all others to stream down to you and create a great country wherever you elect to settle. And secondly, emulate those whose greatest impact on humanity use the least violent methods. There are many examples to be found for living by remaining low, replicating the example of stillness and yin energy. Jesus Christ, Buddha, Muhammad, Zoroaster, St. Francis of Assisi, Gandhi, Mother Teresa, and others of the highest spiritual persuasion serve as wonderful role models for us. By demonstrating the exact opposite of what has become known as power by force, they change the course of human history. Furthermore, they are remembered with the highest esteem by all people. You can become a similar leader of the Tao in your immediate environment, smiling inwardly as you see yourself as that low, patient ocean. All those who wish to tower above you in conquest will ultimately flow down to you. Do the Tao now. Each day, as you grapple with how to be an effective leader in your family, in your country, and in the world, apply the following advice from Sai Baba. This is what he counsels readers to do whenever they question what action to take or how to think. Quote, when headfast eyes are horrified by the cruelties of life, when your mouth is parched and you can hardly speak, the first sip of cool water, I am soothing you. Think of me. Unquote. In a moment of crisis, silently say, think of me, to your mental image of the person who won you over by stooping and remaining low. You'll immediately find your way, as if that individual were directing you to overcome the struggle, the addiction, or the ego-dominated thoughts that seem to take you away from your feminine Tao nature. The 62nd verse of the Tao Te Ching, quote, the Tao is the treasure house, the true nature, the secret source of everything. It is the treasure of the good man and the refuge of the bad. If a person seems wicked, do not cast him away. Awaken him with your words. Elevate him with your deeds. Repay his injury with your kindness. Do not cast him away. Cast away his wickedness. Thus, when a new leader is chosen, do not offer to help him with your wealth or your expertise. Help him to meditate on the principle. Offer instead to teach him about the Tao. Why did the ancients make so much of the principle? Is it not because it is the source of all good and the remedy for all evil? It is the most noble thing in the world. Unquote. Living in the treasure house of the Tao. Imagine having access to a very special place where we could retreat and commune with the sacred source of everything. Here we'd find the treasure of the good man and a space where the bad man goes to be forgiven. This is where great